Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
I love, Kirsten, that you were just standing there sipping on your coffee.
Just looking very composed.
Yeah, there's just something about that moment of you just sort of...
Yeah. Just, I'm so cool. Like I know radio just, now. You don't have to rush.
Yeah, you just sort of woke up, came in, you're having your coffee.
I watch you guys do that too. So cool. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mostly in our pajamas, to be honest.
Yeah. Hey, bunny slippers.
I know.
What have you brought us this morning? Because it's a polarizing topic.
Well, yes, already I've come into a huge scandal in hair.
Wow. Huge scandal. There's been a lot of gossip.
Yes.
Everyone's been talking.
Yes.
I heard Rachel and Tess and Dr. Kirsten Zemke are doing electro swing tomorrow morning.
Yes, electro swing.
Ay, ay, ay.
So it's, it's I guess it's a weird sort of Frankenstein's monster of a genre, let's say. So,
I thought you were a fan.
I am. Wait, do you hear it? But it shouldn't happen. You know what I mean? It's like a wrong, I guess people feel wrong about it. So you've got this sort of, they keep calling it vintage jazz. I'm like, well, you know, it's a vintage, anyway, so it's jazz, a particular kind of jazz called swing that's from the 30s and 40s that was very dancey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's lots of kinds of jazz, but swing was particularly danceable.
It has the whole swing dance style that goes with it.
Yes, yeah. And I've got heaps into it. The Lindy Hop is the one where it's a partner dance, and you have the option of either the embrace or when you spread, both holding both hands.
Yep.
You know that one? You guys can all picture. It's so normal. You didn't realize like it has a name.
Yeah.
The Lindy Hop, which started in Harlem in 1928. But swing dancing is so popular. Like, just looking it up now, there was like 8 classes in Auckland.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, I think I've actually seen swing, like I've seen it advertised before.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exercise and fun and dancing.
I've got a friend who's really into it and she's really good at it as well. And it's always amazing to watch her dance.
And I wonder if she does it to electro swing or if she's a purist. So it's the big bands, right?
A purist.
Duke Ellington, Count Basie, that's the second wave of swing. That's the 50s and 60s. But it's Benny Goodman is the original guy. So electro swing, for some reason in the 1990s, some people mixed it with EDM and French house. They keep saying hip-hop.
Wait, so
I'm not hearing the hip-hop.
Called then?
Electro swing.
Oh, it still fits into electro
swing. So that's, but they're the ones that started, that took this vintage jazz or swing. And mix it. And I guess because the dance is still so popular, it's it's just adding a super beat, an electronic beat.
Can I start?
Yeah.
What are you going to play? I thought this was, if you're not into it, I thought this was maybe the least offensive. This is Caravan Palace. Well, not offensive.
It's a good gateway drug.
I don't know about that. We'll find out.
This is Beethoven. Is that how you say it? Beethoven.
This is very Europop vibes.
Oh, absolutely. This is very European. French, this is a French band.
For some reason, I think of the US. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, it's sort of idealizing a picture, particularly US time, I think.
Yeah.
You know? You know, the vocals.
Rachel is gritting her teeth. Nostrils are flaring.
I think you're right about this one's like, it's borderline for me. I'm like, all right. I mean, I'm nodding my head along.
There's been hits, Papa Americano, Mambo Number 5, of that sort of people playing with these older styles and then electronic music.
I mean, you can't go past Mambo Number 5. That is an absolute classic of a song.
I'm just going to skip into some of the song because this is quite long and I feel like the nitty-gritty, well.
It really kicks it in kicks later. In.
There you go.
See, nah.
Muted trumpet.
Oh, that was unexpected.
Piano.
I can definitely see how people get into this. It just doesn't do it for me, though.
This in my headphones at the supermarket or something.
Oh, see, I see myself wearing a big old swingy skirt flinging myself. If you've seen the swing dancing, honestly, they throw the chicks around.
It does
up
look,
in the air, up
it,
and down.
It does look incredibly fun, I have to say.
My only qualm with this one is that I don't think that this has any vocals.
Okay.
So I feel like it gets a bit repetitive. Whereas some of the other tracks we've got today, they've got vocals.
They have vocals. Oh, there's this little bit.
Oh, sorry.
You're echoey. Yeah. You're right. It doesn't have a chorus and a hook and a...
I mean, so songs don't have to have vocals. That's not the camp I sit in necessarily, but I think there's something about the genre
that
makes it feel really like, wow, I feel like I've been listening to this for a long time.
Yeah, that's why maybe you do have to be dancing to it.
Yeah, I can see
that. You have a
routine
with your friends.
This is the kind of music that I think very much makes sense in the context of what it's like used for, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, it is like a dance music. I can visualize exactly in my head people dancing to this.
What's the next one? I'm just going to move on.
Pull it.
So we've got, this is by Right Said Fred.
Right Said Fred. Is
yes.
It, right Said Fred.
As in
right
I'm
said
too
Fred.
Sexy.
Oh my goodness.
This is Let's Face the Music and Dance.
Wow.
So when you compare this to the other one, right?
It's more of got a hook in it for it.
See, I can see how this was like made for a club, maybe. Des has got her hands above her head, just getting into it. But while there's moonlight
and music and love and romance. It works for me.
I'm still so unconvinced, eh?
So apparently this is a cover, and it's been covered songs many times from a 1936 film that was in a movie where Fred and Ginger dance.
I was going to say, I know this song that it's covering. I know
so
that.
So it's an iconic Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers dance. And I guess you can see that the Right Said Fred guys, you know, doing an honor to, you know, the great Fred Astaire. Before the fiddlers have fled,
before they ask us to pay the bill. I'm with the texter who just said vomit. I just have to say, it's just like nails on a blackboard for me. I don't know what it is. I'm usually very, you know, open about these things. I think what it is it really just makes me think of steampunk, and it just kind of puts me in a weird headspace.
Right, the wrong mixture for you.
The wrong mixture of things. But I totally get how it works for other people.
But it's the right mixture for so many people.
Well, see, some people, I find this boppy beat a little repetitive, but I know, you know, that's important. You know, they don't want to take away from the other things going on, so you make the beat kind of repetitive so that you have the orchestration and the...
And there's a lot of other things
so that's
going
what,
on.
Yeah,
there
that's
is
what I'm wondering. Some people just don't like the boppy beat.
Going on.
You know, and they wouldn't like this boppy beat on any pop song.
Okay, I'm probably going to move on.
Other people are texting and saying that they're kind of into it. So, you know, it is polarizing. What's the next one we got, Tess?
I just like the title of this one. This one is Shake Like It's Coming On. It's by the Swing Bot.
Apparently he wears a mustache mask and nobody's seen him.
Oh, that just makes so much sense. And I don't know if I like that. You guys are all Charlestoning in the studio.
Yes. So apparently Charleston is a swing dance, the jitterbug, and the Lindy Hop. So swing is a big umbrella term. So I learned all this. I didn't know any of this before.
See, this also makes me think of when that Great Gatsby movie came out in like 2013, and suddenly like every party you went to was like Great Gatsby themed, and
this
everyone was wearing flapper dresses, and it was just a lot going on.
Yeah. See, I think of like a movie montage.
I'm thinking of those old Mickey Mouse, you know, the weird ugly rat-looking Mickey Mouse.
Scary Mickey.
That black and white.
Scary Mickey, yeah.
Yeah, all rat Mickeys and a whole room of them dancing a little too fast. You know, the jolty,
kind of like something from your nightmares?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is definitely... I think the thing I find so strange about this is I can hear the different bits, and I'm just like, just doesn't... Why is it all together?
What do you mean?
Why?
It's melding perfectly.
Kirsten and Tess are both bopping their heads kind of semi-aggressively
at me. Will
we
remember this day as the great electro swing debate? Come on, how can you not toe-tap?
I mean, I feel like it's against my will,
though. Yeah, I feel like you're really restricting yourself. Just let loose, Rachel.
Maybe I'm just living a repressed life.
And, you know, I think for some, especially, you know, women-identified people, you know, something about the sort of super femme dressing of these eras.
I love the big skirts that they have. So when you get swooped
and
up.
That, the fringe that glittery fringe and the weird bob wigs and, you know, I mean, you know, it's got that sort of hyper femme sort of aspect.
Someone says it reminds them of sport.
And, oh my God. You're not wrong, Texter.
Like kind of circusy. And someone else texted and they said, I'm probably going to butcher this, but I like Parov Stella.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Parov Stella, yeah, yeah. That
chambermaid swing. Probably wouldn't listen to a heap of electro swing, but would love to go to a party or club with lots of people dancing.
I can, I can see that would be a good time, yeah.
Or
I'm not the kind of person to sit in a corner and be real grumpy while everyone else is having a good time.
Oh yeah, you sound like it this morning.
You'll just have to take my word for it.
Or go take a class, you know. But like I said, I don't know in these classes if electro swing
is legal. What they play. Yeah, legal in the swing community.
Mm-hmm. Anyone from the swing community would like to text in?
Yeah, let us know.
Someone else is not enjoying it. They said, oh, yuck.
See, this is the most polarizing one we've had come in because we've got all the emojis coming in. We've got a big smiley face and then a big vomit emoji in the next one.
We did Witch House not so long ago. That was pretty polarizing.
Yeah. No, that was just generally hatred, wasn't it?
I can kind of get behind Witch House.
I feel like you're resisting electro swing, but you could get behind it.
Maybe now, if I was, you know.
Maybe if we talked about swinging. Maybe people would be more into that. Swingers
this,
music.
This is the kind of song that I would feel like would play at
a swingers club.
Yeah. I don't
know.
It's
just layer to your enjoyment.
It's like, you
good
know,
morning.
It's,
if you've just tuned in, now you're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast. We're talking about electro swing.
But it's also like, yeah, come on.
Oh, we have
Karen's
a
got
from
the
news guest speaker.
I love electro swing. I work in a very busy pumping restaurant.
Okay.
And on a Friday, Saturday night, we play electro swing playlists.
I knew it. I was thinking,
is that to get people to move on quickly?
No, it's to get the atmosphere going. We walk around the restaurant, everyone's happy, everyone's smiling,
like,
having drinks.
A little,
do you like a little spin?
I kind of
do. Yeah. Do you twirl a cane? Do you tip your hat at the ladies?
It sets the atmosphere. Like, if you think about it, it's pumping.
Yeah. I think it's pumping.
Thank you, Harry.
Anytime
that you like it, you can come in again.
Someone said, can't stand it, yuck, but love the original big band
stuff. Someone says, come on, Rach.
That's where I sit a bit in this.
Someone says, come on, Rach, you can get this. It's awesome.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Hey, thank you for bringing those in, though. Those are completely mental. Maybe I'll go, like, listen to it this afternoon as, like, sort of, I don't know, try and, like, ease myself into it.
Look, I think you're cruising
down Hendo. See the response. Sorry, I don't know if you live in Hendo. I'm just...
Just, hey, fair enough.
Just drop Rachel's address on it.
Sorry,
I don't live in Hendo, but, you know, if I did, that's what I would do.
What's next week? Next week, even worse.
Oh. It's called Romo.
Ooh.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
It's like a weird 1990s club revitalization of the New Romantics that was pretentious, fashion-y, weird club Britain.
I could probably get into that, I feel. Maybe we'll have another polarizing week next week.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, have a think.
Well, thank you for bringing us Electro Swing today. Polarizing as it was, strange as it was very interesting.
It's glorious.
I feel like we all went on a trip this morning.
Yes, we did. Not sure where.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you, Kirsten.